Hello, I'm Wes,
and I'm Jane,
and this is Welcome to Smallville, Episode 1, the weekly podcast where me and my 11-year-old daughter watch episodes of Smallville and review them. This episode would be just the pilot. We decided to do just the first episode of the series, and then from there on out, we'll do two at a time. The show ran from 2001 to 2003 at full 10 episodes. The first episode is the pilot, and it was written by Alfred Goff, I think is how you pronounce his name, and Miles Miller, directed by David Nutter. The original air date of this episode was 10/16/2001. As a lot of people know, the stars of the show are Tom Welling as Clark Kent, Kristen Kirk as Lana Lang, Michael Rosenbaum as Lex Luthor, Sam Jones III as Pete Ross, Clark's best friend, Allison Mack is Chloe Sullivan, Annette O'Toole is Martha Kent, and John Schneider as Jonathan Kent. Now, this first episode originally didn't have Annette O'Toole in it. It had another actress as Martha Kent. But, like a lot of pilots, if the producers or people along those lines don't like an actor, they will recast and refilm that actor's parts. I think there's a total of 8 minutes with the old actress, and so they reshot with Annette O'Toole. And I went ahead and went on YouTube and watched that 8 minutes with the other actress, and I wasn't impressed with her. I'm glad they got Annette. So, like I said, this is the first episode of the first season, the pilot. Directed by David Nutter, who also did the Roswell pilot, Dark Angel pilot, the Millennium pilot, and did, I don't know if he did a lot, but he did some of the X-Files episodes. We start off with a shot from space.
Yep.
And we see asteroids heading for Earth. And overall, what'd you think of this episode?
I think it was really cool, and some of the effects seem as though they are like today's effects, or it was actually happening.
And it happened, what, 13 years ago?
Yeah. Like the meteors, it looks like they were actually driving into like the dust and stuff. It looked like it was like actually happening.
So we see that, and then we pan down onto Earth, and you see a sign that says Smallville. Welcome to Smallville.
Corn capital of the world.
And then you see a bunch of corn behind it and a helicopter, and neither one of those were real. That was all digital effects.
Wow. I didn't even know that. I thought the sign was actually real. I didn't even notice the helicopter, though.
The helicopter with Lex and his dad in it.
Oh yeah. When yeah, they show that. A shot of
and
in the helicopter
and it's
for like a brief, what, 3 seconds or something.
Yeah, where you get a sense of Lex's father being ruthless to his son, who in the helicopter, because this is a flashback. You know, this is essentially Clark's arrival to Earth. So you see young Lex Luthor with hair.
Yep. And it's
red. And his father in the helicopter, and it's Lex is scared. He's got his eyes closed. And his dad's essentially telling him not to close his eyes. He needs to open them because he's a Luthor and Luthors aren't afraid. And then we're introduced to John and Martha Kent. They go into a flower shop where Lana Lang's aunt owns, who is watching Lana at the moment, and she's like three or four.
Yeah, I think she It's like three or something.
I think it's three because they're supposed to be like 15 when we come into the present.
Yep.
So there's a little interaction there. You find out that it's homecoming, the homecoming game. And then another part of that story is every year the Smallville football team picks out a geek or a nerd. Mm-hmm. They spray paint a big red S on his chest and they stick him to a
scarecrow thing to hold up the scarecrow.
Across, they hold up scarecrows and they're the scarecrow.
Yep.
And they strip him down to his boxers. And that's important because when the meteors hit, John and Martha are driving. Lex and his dad had just landed.
Yep.
Lex runs out into the field. He comes across the kid that they got tied up as a scarecrow. And the meteors hit. And you essentially think it kills the kid on the scarecrow, as the scarecrow. It doesn't. He comes back later as our bad guy for this episode. And Lex, this is where Lex loses all of his hair.
Yeah. So you'd think, like, when he got older, he would just lose all his hair. No, they kind of make it interesting a little bit.
And then the meteors hit John and Martha Kent's...
Truck flips over.
Jonathan wakes up. He gets Martha out. They're walking through the field. They don't get out yet. They see the little boy first.
Yeah.
Little boy shows up. He's about three. So then when we see them walking through the field, we see Martha Kent holding little Clark Kent, and they come across this spaceship. And, of course, Jonathan's telling her that they can't keep him, that kids fall out of the sky, and he did. And then you see Lana's parents die. They get the meteors come down and explode and kill everybody. Well, not everybody, but they kill a lot of people.
I didn't really know that at first.
Yeah. And, well, that's the point of us doing this is so that, because you've never seen the show.
Well, I've seen it when I was really little. I've just never seen it from the first episode, first season.
And you only seen a few of them. You didn't watch it every week with me. So, and I watched it when it was on TV. And I thought it'd be cool to talk about it with my daughter, and she wanted to do it, so here we are.
Yeah.
Now, you see Clark again, a 15-year-old boy, and actually Tom Welling is playing a 15-year-old kid. Do you know how old he really was?
How?
26.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
So he was 26 years old playing a 15-year-old.
I didn't even know that. That's really interesting, actually.
He was on the computer. His mom tells him to come down. I wrote down Pepsi and Mountain Dew placement because he opens the fridge and there's in the door. There's like six Pepsi cans and like six Mountain Dew cans. And it's just product placement in the show. And it's funny because all the labels are facing out on all the cans. None of them are turned at all. Wow. They're all like exactly the same.
That makes sense then.
And then Clark tries to get his dad to sign a permission slip. And his dad tells him, no, that there could be an accident. And he tells him he'll run at half speed and he won't hit anybody. And his dad tells him no. So he's mad and he misses the school bus.
Yep.
And then this is where we first get to see
him.
Clark's super speed.
Yeah.
He runs to the field to the next one and we see the sign. And Jade's seen something.
The sign changes because... At first, you got, like, the helicopter and then the sign, and it says Corn Capital World. And then later on, like, probably, like, after a little bit, like my dad said, the sign changes, and it says Welcome to Smallville, Meteor Capital of the World. And it has pictures of meteors when it originally had corn
instead of the corn, and I didn't see it the first time. So he runs the bus, and when he misses the bus, we see his two best friends, Chloe Sullivan and Pete. And they're betting on if he's going to miss the bus or not. And Chloe wins, or Pete wins. And then Clark gets on the bus at the next bus stop, and they're trying to figure out how he got there. Because he runs really fast. I like the way that they did it, because you never see him take off. What you see is the corn moving really fast out of his way as he runs through it, which I thought was a neat little trick.
I think you've seen him a little bit.
And then they're at school. There's the dance. Pete and Clark want to try out for the football team because they don't want to be one of the scarecrows. They don't want to be picked as a scarecrow. And then we see Lana Lang, older Lana Lang, for the first time.
Yeah.
And I wrote down Meteor Rock Necklace.
See, I wasn't sure what that was. I was thinking it was like some sort of thing.
It's a kryptonite necklace, but they don't actually say kryptonite for like the first four seasons. They just call it Meteor Rock. And it's a chunk of meteor rock. Because the meteors killed her family, killed her parents. She wears it around her neck as, for so much ugly, something beautiful came out of it. And, of course, Clark can't get close to it. And at this point, they don't know that kryptonite is his weakness.
Yeah, because...
And he's not sure of his all of his abilities yet. Yeah. He knows he can run really fast and he's really strong.
Wait, doesn't his friends, like, bet that he, like, how many steps he can get?
How many seconds before he makes a fool of himself in front of Lana as he goes to walk over to her? And Chloe wins that time, so she gets her $5 back.
Yeah.
And then as he's talking to her, he feels really weak because of this meteor rock, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And then we see Lana's boyfriend, who is captain of the football team. So... where do we go from there? I think we've seen... After Whitney comes and gets Lana, we see Clark standing on the bridge.
Yeah. Wait, at some point you see, like, Lex his factory and stuff.
We do see Lex at the factory. That's right.
Yeah.
We see Lex at the factory first.
Yeah.
And so it's this bald guy standing in front of this factory, and then...
his license plate says Lex. Of course.
And then we see Clark standing on the bridge, looking over the into the water.
Yeah.
And that was after tryouts. That was after the tryouts.
Yeah, he's like daydreaming.
And he has a daydream.
Yeah, like he like wins the few, like
the game.
The game.
And wins Lana.
Yeah.
And then. Then we see Clark, bummed out, standing in over the, on this bridge, and you see Lex's car barreling down.
Yeah. And, well, first you see this truck come by and something falls out. I think it's like probably like fencing or something.
Yeah, I think it was a roll of barbed wire fencing.
Yeah. And then you see Lex in the car. He's driving, and then all of a sudden his like phone rings or something, so he looks at it, and he doesn't see the barbed wire, so he takes and like... I don't know, like, runs over it or something. And
he swerves to miss it.
Yeah.
And he hits Clark and goes over the edge of the bridge. And they fall into the water. And Clark rips open the roof of the car.
Yep.
And saves Lex's life and does CPR and saves him. And then we flash to... Lex wakes up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what does he say exactly?
I can't remember.
Oh, I thought I hit you. And Clark goes, "If you hit me, I would be dead." And then it flashes to Clark's dad showing up, Lex there, and then what? I got red blanket written down here.
Yeah.
Because they have a red blanket around him, because he was out of the water, and I thought that was a little wink, a little nod to his cape as Superman. I think is what the reason. In this show, I realize that they do a lot of color schemes. So, like, the first three seasons or so, Clark's red and blue. Red and blue throughout the series, but really red and blue in that. At some point, he puts on a black outfit, but for a little while, which is a little nod, I think, to Zod and those other Kryptonians, right? So, the red blanket, Clark's dad doesn't like the Luthers.
Yeah.
And he essentially tells Lex to stay away from his son.
Yep.
And then we see Clark looking through the telescope.
Yep.
First at the moon and then at Lana.
Yep.
Because she lives across the way from him.
Wait, isn't there something before? Or is that later in the episode?
What?
Where, like, they're, like, when Clark puts his arm in
that. That's that's later.
Okay.
Because we see him looking at Lana first, and daydreaming about her. And then Clark goes to school again, and then we see him come home and the brand new truck sitting outside, and Clark asks his mom whose that is, and she says it's yours from Lex Luthor, and he hands him a car, and it says, thank you for saving my life, don't drive too fast.
Yeah.
And it's signed, the guy that hit you or something like that. I can't remember exactly. I should have wrote it down. And then he asks where the keys are at, and she tells him that his dad has them. So he goes to talk to his dad, and his dad tells him he can't keep it. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down, first lesson in life we see. Because I always had the feeling that part of Clark becoming Superman is the goodwill lessons that he learns from his father and his mother, his adopted father and mother.
Yeah.
And so this is the first one we see in the series where he tells him that the Luthers aren't good, and that, do you remember this farmer? Do you remember that farmer? Do you remember that farmer?
Yeah.
And that Lionel Luthor, Lex's dad, had taken and bought this land from him, promising him big things, and then didn't deliver on his promise.
And thinking Lex would be the same way.
And he tells him that, you know, to accept that he can't accept it and all this, and that tells him that he need, you know, the things he can, you know, he needs to be more normal. That, but he doesn't say it like that. That's what you get, is that this isn't normal. And he tells his dad, I'm not normal. Is this normal? And he sticks his hand in the wood chipper.
Yeah. And he pulls it out and he's like,
and his dad's concerned and runs over and grabs his wrist and his hand's just fine.
His arm's just fine because he sticks like half his arm like halfway in there.
Yeah, tears up his coat and his shirt.
Yeah, but doesn't do any damage to his arm.
And then his dad, you know, he goes, is this normal? And he leaves. And so he's sitting there bummed out, and I think he's daydreaming about Lana again.
I don't know for sure. I don't think he is. I forgot.
But we see Jonathan come up to talk to him, and he tells him that it's time. And we haven't even got to the bad guy yet. I think we see the bad guy once. You see him break out the trophy case and take a picture out of three of the football players.
I think you also see him like a couple more times too.
And you haven't. Yeah. He hasn't aged a day. He looks exactly the same he did 12 years previous. And
yeah. So he should be like, what? Didn't they say he should be like 26 or something?
No, he should have been like 30 or something, 28, yeah. 29, something like that.
And his late 20s.
But we see Clark wandering around because he's bummed out about the truck. And, oh, I think before that, we have, his dad comes up to talk to him and shows it. He tells him it's time that he's not from around here.
Yeah, he shows him and, the spaceship.
First he shows him the Kryptonian key.
Oh.
And Clark, and Clark asks him, what does it say? And he says, it's not any language of this earth. And then he goes, what, Dad? You telling me I'm from outer space? And his dad pretty much goes, doesn't say anything, but gives the impression that yes. And he goes, so where's my spaceship, in the attic? And he goes, no, actually, it's in the storm cellar. And then you see the ship.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
And then Clark doesn't know exactly who he is anymore. And he's walking through the graveyard, and he finds Lana, who is there to
see her parents.
Yep, to talk to her parents. They have a conversation. Lana had given her boyfriend, Whitney, her necklace before that, so that for good luck for the game, for the homecoming game, because he's a football player. And so Clark can actually talk to her and have a conversation without her, without feeling sick. And they have a conversation with her and her at the grave site of her parents. And she actually talks to him, and Clark talks to him, and she smiles. He walks her home. She kisses him on the cheek for being nice. Whitney sees him, okay? And then we're back at school.
Interesting that his name is Whitney.
Yeah.
It kind of confused me when you said that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, his name is Whitney.
Yeah.
And so we're back at school, and we see, you know, they're in the Torch, which is the school newspaper, right? Because you got to have a newspaper, and Clark Kent working at it. So then Pete goes, hey, Chloe, show him. Because by now there's been 3 deaths by electrocution. And we see the bad guy electrocute a guy.
Yeah.
He has,
like, in some sort of, like, it
kind
of looks like an auto shop or something.
It is an auto shop. And he electrocutes a guy and kills him for, because he's one of the football players that put him up on this scarecrow thing as a scarecrow 12 years before this. And then when the meteors came, he was in a coma and was in the insane asylum. And then there was a power surge and he was gone. So we know he has this power. Before we're at the school, I wrote down old camera, because it is 2001. There wasn't, cell phones weren't as big as they were now. And so, especially phones with cameras in them. So, Chloe's actually got a film camera. She's taking pictures. And she takes a picture of the guy, of the bad guy, in this episode. And he, with this old camera. I think it's a Polaroid camera. And then we see the Wall of Weird. And Clark didn't know about the Wall of Weird. It was Chloe's scrapbook that ended up taking up a whole wall. It's all the weird stuff that happened in Smallville since the meteors landed.
And it shows a picture of Laura when she was...
Lana.
Lana, sorry.
Ah. Lana. No, it's fine.
It was close.
So,
and it shows a picture of her, and it, like, says...
At 3, crying. It's actually the cover of Time magazine.
Yep. And it says something.
And that's the Wall of Weird, and of course, Clark isn't okay with this. He thinks all this stuff is his fault because he came with the meteor shower. And then we have, so he finds out about this guy, and then Whitney has the necklace, Lana's necklace, and they decide they're going to take Clark as a scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark says, don't mess with me, but Whitney takes off his shirt and Lana's necklace comes out, and it weakens Clark enough where Whitney can beat him up. And
take him and toss him into the truck.
Yeah, but what does he do? He sees Clark sees a necklace.
Yeah.
And then what does Whitney do? He goes, "Oh, you like it so much?"
Yeah, he puts it around his neck.
Yep.
And then takes him, has his group, has some of his friends take a toss in the back of his truck.
And then they take him out, and then we see Clark stripped down to his boxers with an S on his chest and this necklace around his neck mm-hmm. as the Scarecrow. And then the bad guy in this episode, I didn't write down his name.
He's like Jeremy Craig.
Yeah?
That's his name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we see Jeremy.
Yeah. Because it shows you a picture of his yearbook when they're trying to find out who the guy is.
Okay.
So, it says his name.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. See, I'm glad I got a young one doing this podcast with me. My memory's better than mine. So we take, and I don't know, I liked it. I liked the way that, I liked the way it was filmed. I liked the way that they did things. I wasn't sure how I was going to react to rewatching it. And I didn't know if it was going to be dated or what. But actually, so the first episode is really, really, really good. I really like it. I did write down truck sped up to look faster. Because when Clark sees Jeremy, Jeremy tries to hit him with a truck. And so Clark's standing on the front of it. And they actually, it looks like they sped up the film to make it look like he was moving faster. Like the truck was driving faster than it was. And then he breaks into the wall and he stops Jeremy, right?
Like, they break, like, the water thing or something.
Yeah, he breaks a water line. It shorts out Jeremy.
Yep.
And then
Jeremy, like, loses his memory. And he's like, "Who are you?" or something like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He does lose his memory. "Who are you? Where am I?" He goes, you're Jeremy whatever. Or no, I'm Clark Kent, and this is, you're in Smallville. And, then Clark's leaving. They're at the school.
Wait, doesn't Jeremy say, like, "I
want to
go home" or something?
Yeah, he does. He goes, "I want to go home." And they're at the school. They're at the school because he's gonna take out all the other jocks. Because Jeremy sees Clark up on the thing but doesn't help him. Lux actually helps him down. He stops Jeremy. He sees Whitney's truck and the other two guys' trucks, and he stacks them on top of each other. They come out.
Whitney's truck is either on the top or the bottom, because both of those were, like, silver-colored.
I think his was on the bottom. And Whitney goes, "Who did this to my truck?" and whatever. And then Clark goes home, and he's looking at his telescope, and Lana shows up and goes, "I saved you that dance." And they start dancing, and then he hears honking, and Lana's gone because it was just a daydream. And then he looks through his telescope, and Lana and Whitney are standing out front of Lana's house. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Thank you for the dance." And she looks behind her like she heard him. But, you know, I think it's pretty good. The first few episodes, the first few seasons of the show are a lot of Monster of the Weeks.
What are Monster of the Weeks? That's been, like, tempting me for 2 weeks. Because when you told me about this, I'm like, "Ooh, I want to do this." And then you told me, "Do you know what Monster of the Week is?" And I'm like, "What?"
And I told you I'd tell you on the podcast, and here
yes.
we are. So, a monster of the week is, like Jeremy. He's only there for one episode. We're introduced to him, and then the problem's resolved. It's resolved. And then the next episode, it'd be a different monster. Coming up in episode 2, which is Metamorphosis. It is a guy with, with this, he was a nerdy kid with a with a bug collection, and he gets transformed, and he can control bugs.
Okay.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah. And then, you know, and those would be our, that'd be one of the episodes we talk about next week. And the second one is called Hothead. And that is, is about a football coach that can, spontaneously combust people.
What?
Yeah, and they can cause people to catch on fire.
Oh.
So those are the first two. And then, I'm looking at the episodes right now, so... episode 4 is called X-Ray.
Do we really have to say all the
I just want to say this one because of the fact that it is the first episode we get where Clark develops a new power. He develops X-Ray vision.
Okay.
So that one is going to be fun because that is the first one because... Right now, he's got super strength. We know he's invincible. We just found that out. He found that out in episode 1. But this is the first of his other abilities, other than his speed, his strength, and his invincibility, where he develops a power. So, and that's called X-Ray, and that'd be fun. That'd be in 2 weeks. But I'm going to read the synopsis for... Episode 1 here. It's Rescue Lex. Avoid Lana's killer green necklace. Stop an avenging scarecrow man. And don't reveal your powers to anyone. Who says being a teen hero is easy? Clark also learns he's not exactly from the neighborhood.
It gets explained in episode.
So, yeah. And I think this should be fun for us. Yeah, I'm hoping that people will enjoy enjoy this podcast, and I hope that people will watch with us and comment. I will have a email account set up here shortly that I will put on. I will go ahead and I'll just tell them what it is next week.
Okay.
Or I will get it on here and I will put it at the end. Just do a little extra editing magic and add it in later. Where they can send us questions or comments or whatever. One thing I didn't get to do that I wanted to do with this is look at old forum posts from 2001 all the way through, but... Like Kamal Nanjiani, who's doing the X-Files, which is an awesome... Kamal Nanjiani, I think that's how you say his name properly. I don't know. But he's doing essentially a podcast like this with the X-Files.
Yeah.
And one of the things he does is he found all the stuff, because that started in 93, 94. And so what he's doing is he's taking and looking at the old forum posts... message boards, so where people would talk online about those episodes, and then he talks about it. He does a few things that he likes, he reads them out, and I wanted to do that with this, but I couldn't find any. I was having a really hard time finding some, so what I want to do is I won't be doing that, but we will have two episodes next week. We will watch two episodes next week, and we will have next week's podcast will be two episodes, and those are, what did I say they were?
Metamorphosis and Hothead.
Nice. Hothead and Metamorphosis and Hothead. So I hope people will enjoy this. We have, heck, I think we have Well, there's 21 episodes in season two, or in season one. Now, if all the seasons have 21 episodes, that means we will have 210 episodes to watch. Which I think a couple of them are 22 or 23. So,
this podcast might go on
for a while, anyways. And so, thank you for listening to Welcome to Smallville. Yep. I am Wes.
And I am Jake.
And we will. I don't know how to end this. I don't know what we should come up with to end this. Yeah, but we need kind of a catchphrase at the end, you know?
Yeah. With this while
on the podcast? Yeah, why not? You know, it's like, I don't know, the name is Welcome to Smallville.
Yeah.
But.
Come back soon.
Come back soon. You know, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll just say bye for now, and we'll figure it out. And maybe if we can get some people to email us, maybe they can have some signing off ideas that we could do.
Wait, I have another one. Hope you come back to Smallville.
Well, you know, come back soon. I mean, those are all things you see on signs, but it's like, eh. All right. So, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you next time.